Lake and Riley started Thursday morning the way she always did, lacing up her running shoes. It's her time, her escape, a way to set a positive tone for the day ahead. Sadly, running turned out to be the last thing she would ever do. I'm Chris, and this is True Crime Recaps. Stay with us as we unravel the details of this devastating story. Let's recap. A network of picture-perfect trails zigzags through the University of Georgia campus. Lake and Riley's favorite route takes her by the intramural fields and loops around Lake Herrick. She's just a hop, skip, and a jump from the campus buzz. Out there, surrounded by all that nature, it's quiet and peaceful. Then, on February 22, 2024, the peace shatters. When Lakin doesn't show up back home by lunchtime, her roommate, who's also big into running, starts to panic. Right away, she calls the campus cops. In less than an hour, they stumble on something no one ever wants to find. There's Lakin in a patch of woods just off her usual running route, and it's bad. I mean, really bad. Her skull is just crushed. Lakin was a Georgia girl, born and bred. She grew up in Woodstock, not far from college in Athens. Back in her high school days, she was tearing it up on the cross-country track, and she didn't stop there. Fast forward to her 22-year-old self, studying for her nursing degree, she still made sure to hit the pavement as much as possible. Talk about having a full plate. She was the go-to nanny for a couple of little ones, always up to something with her sorority sisters, super involved in her church, and she still managed to earn a spot on the dean's list. It only took investigators 24 hours to get their guy. Video footage and technology led them to 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra. Police swooped in and slapped the cuffs on him right at his apartment complex, which, by the way, is just a few minutes' walk from where they found Lakin. And they say the evidence they've got on him is pretty solid, but his neighbors had even more to say to News Nation's Alex Capriello. You've got to hear this.
What I want to show you is this apartment complex, because this is where Ibarra lived for the past few months. The neighbors tell me he was kind of a loner, kept to himself, very quiet, often would just sit outside of his studio apartment where he lived with four or five others all day long and just watch. And they say that Lake and Riley actually cut through this apartment complex to get to this trail.
So did Jose have his eye on Lake and after watching her take that shortcut? His neighbors told News Nation their home security cameras caught him throwing away clothes covered in blood and other evidence into the dumpsters right by their building. And they didn't sit on that information. They sent the footage straight to the cops. But here's the thing. Lakin should have been perfectly safe running down a popular path in broad daylight. It's been over 30 years since a murder happened on campus. Athens, Georgia isn't exactly the backdrop for your typical crime drama. It's a college town where the biggest claim to fame is the music scene. Ever heard of REM, Widespread Panic, or the B-52s? Yeah. They're all from Athens. The cops are saying this was just a wrong place, wrong time kind of nightmare with a guy who decided to start his day on the darkest note possible. But calling it a crime of opportunity? That's putting it mildly, considering what happened. She was beaten to the point where her skull was just not the same. Jose is also charged with stopping her from making or completing a 911 call with intent to harm when he made his move. And then, if that wasn't twisted enough, he allegedly hauls Lakin off to some out-of-the-way spot, which is a whole other charge for concealing her death. This tragedy has really rocked the campus to its core, but it's not just the crime itself that's got everyone fired up. The whole twisted journey that brought Jose to Athens in the first place is sparking some serious outrage all over the country. Jose came into the U.S. through El Paso, Texas, back in early September 2022. The guy's from Venezuela, and he was traveling with a lady claiming to be his wife and her kid. It's not clear if they're legally married. She talked with the New York Post, saying she's been in Jose's life forever, but never pegged him as the aggressive type. Texas kept them in a detention center in El Paso for a bit, but then, thanks to the place being packed to the rafters, they were released and sent to the Big Apple on a bus. Fast forward a year and Jose's tangling with the law again. This time it's for putting his wife's 5-year-old in harm's way. He was zipping around as a food delivery guy with the kiddo perched on the back of his scooter. No helmet, no nothing. But before immigration could even say hold up, he was out the door. Not long after, he and the wife call it quits and Jose travels to Georgia to live with his big brother. But He quickly had another run-in with the police. Come October, he's nabbed for shoplifting stuff from Walmart. He skips his court date in December, which lands him a bench warrant. Then on February 23rd, 2024, there he is, back in cuffs. This time, it will be much harder for him to dodge the law. He's looking at some heavy charges now. We're talking malice murder, felony murder, you name it, right down to kidnapping and hindering a 911 call, not to mention concealing the death of another. Very serious stuff. After this tragedy, the University of Georgia is pumping a whopping $7.3 million into beefing up security around campus. That means the campus cops are getting a solid 20% budget bump. Plus, they're going all out with extra security cameras, better lighting, and even putting up new fences in key spots. This is a developing case with more details expected to come out as Jose starts his journey through the legal system.
And that's your recap.
Thanks for hanging out with us today.
If you like getting all the crime in half the time, go ahead and tap that subscribe button so you never miss a story.
But don't go away. Catch up on more recaps right here, right now.
Until next time, take care.